She stopped short of hailing the vessel when R2-D2 let out an alert whistle. Lock alarms began to scream throughout the ship. Then a series of deep whumps rolled through the Falcon as Ben and Tahiri test-fired their weapons in response. An instant later, two tiny red dots appeared in front of the lead Besselik and rapidly began to grow larger. A pair of rocket engines propelling missiles toward the Falcon.
Okay, now we've been provoked, Luke said. Take them out.
The launch doors clunked open, and a slender white cylinder drifted out past the viewport. It quickly ignited, then shot forward on a pillar of orange flame. Neither Besselik took evasive action, probably because their own astromechs were reporting that the Falcon had not even attempted to achieve a target lock on them. The Mandalorian pilots were no doubt chuckling into their comm mics, assuming that the Falcon's gunner had simply panicked and launched a wild shot without remembering to get a target lock. Never assume. Luke glanced over at Leia. She had closed her eyes and was raising her hands, reaching out in the Force to locate their foes. The Falcon's missile began to drift toward the rear Besselik, the one that hadn't launched its own missiles yet. And still, the pilot maintained his course. By then, the two Mandalorian missiles had become flickering circles of fire the size of Luke's fists. Too close. Luke toggled the intercom.
Any time back there?
Just waiting for the order, Dad.
Eight streaks of color lanced out from the Falcon's laser cannons, and the enemy missiles vanished in boiling balls of flame. That made the Mandalorian pilots reevaluate. The lead Besselik rolled to port and disappeared into the plasma. His wingman launched all four of his missiles, then opened fire with his laser cannon and went into an evasive gyre, which did nothing at all to prevent Leia from guiding her own missile into him. Usually, when one of the Falcon's concussion missiles struck a starfighter, the only thing left of the target was a ball of flame and shrapnel. But Besselik hulls were made of Beskar, an iron so tough that even lightsabers could not cut it. Instead of obliterating the craft, the detonation merely punched a hole through both walls of its fuselage. The Besselik continued to spiral up the lane, more or less on its original course. But now its cannons had gone silent, and it was bleeding smoke and flame into the starless void. The Falcon's laser cannons chugged steadily as Ben and Tahiri opened fire again. The first two missiles erupted into flame almost instantly, but the second set kept coming, approaching so fast that the Falcon's turrets couldn't swing around fast enough to track the targets. Tahiri's voice came over the intercom.
A little help up there!
Luke immediately turned toward the oncoming missiles and rolled the Falcon up on edge. The fiery circles of efflux expanded to a meter across, then finally diverged, one silver cylinder streaking beneath the Falcon's belly and the other passing across her back.
Luke clenched his jaw and waited for the whump jolt of a proximity detonation.
He heard only Ben and Tahiri gasping over the intercom, then the pounding squeal of their laser cannons discharging.
Got mine!
Tahiri said.
Show off.
The rising screech of a prolonged burst followed, then Ben announced,
Got it! We're clear!